St. John chapter 4, verse 50. Jesus saith unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. Dear believers in Christ, baptized of God the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you who believe in the promises of God, the Scripture says that your faith is not in vain. Now, the Scripture does say that our faith would be in vain if Christ had not risen, because that's the entire foundation of our faith. But Jesus has risen, and that means that you too will rise. Now, we cannot prove that in a lab. We cannot find physical evidence that proves this faith of ours, but God's Word says it is so, and that settles it. And by grace, by His Spirit, we do believe. We believe the Word. And our faith is not in vain. Today, Jesus seeks to feed and nourish and strengthen your faith, just as He did for that nobleman whose son was dying. But we must admit, He often seeks to strengthen it in ways we don't always immediately understand. Why, for example, why didn't Jesus just do what this man wanted? Why didn't Jesus just go with him? His son was dying. Why didn't he just do what he wanted? But maybe the problem is that we often think of such situations in terms of a question instead of considering it like an answer. Today we do often get much of what we want, much of what we desire instantly, not later. But right here and now, there's some pretty obvious examples, many examples. We don't have to wait for a warm meal anymore if we don't want to. We have instant, fast food through the drive-thru. We have instant communication through email and cell phones and internet. We have movies on demand, instant download. We not only have overnight delivery through the postal mail, but today we can actually get things delivered the same day. We don't have to wait for camera film to develop anymore. We have instant digital cameras. An interesting recent study by a computer professor, he asked the question, how long are people willing to wait for a video on the internet to download? How long? He found the answer to be about 2 seconds. If it doesn't load in that amount of time, people start moving on to something else. And if that wasn't enough, 90% of 18 to 29-year-olds actually sleep with their phones. 90%. I guess we got to have that instant communication. And when things don't instantly go our way, we say, why? Why must I suffer so? In fact, why does there have to be suffering in the world in the first place? Why can't I have an instant solution to my problem, or better yet, no problems at all, and just a carefree life without a trouble in the world? Why, God? Why does a child have to suffer? And sometimes they even have to die. Why? But here we are again thinking of this issue in terms of a question, when it's truly, suffering is truly more of an answer. An answer to our endless pursuit of instant gratification, which never really seems to satisfy anyway. Perhaps faith, true faith, is more than having an instant solution or an instant understanding of our every problem. Well, now just wait a second. Let me get on Google, on the internet, and find out why my son is dying. Maybe faith is not having everything at our fingertips instantly. And maybe faith is more than getting an instant answer. Faith, as we know it from the Scriptures, is trusting in God's promise, even when there seems to be no solution, no answer, except to put our faith in God. Because there is nothing else to cling to but His Word. Psalm 33 says, our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Our heart shall rejoice in Him because we have trusted in His holy name. Let Thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us according as we hope in Thee. Truly, my soul waiteth upon God. From Him cometh my salvation. Things haven't changed much over the course of human history, because back in Jesus' day, it was the same. It was the scribes and the Pharisees who were after that instant miracle, that instant gratification. They wanted what they could see and measure instantly, results that could be verified instantly. Come on, Jesus, you got to show us another sign. Give us another miracle so that we can know you are truly God's Son. And then we'll believe. Our faith needs those instant results. So they thought. And so Jesus responded, except ye see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. Today, too, of course, the world wants to be wowed and entertained. The minute one blockbuster movie rakes in hundreds of millions, well, we gotta have another one. And how long 1 hour of church can seem. But we think nothing of blowing hours in front of the TV. Well, we gotta be entertained. And that thinking has made its way into the churches. We gotta have something more than just God's Word. And who wants to wait to see how that Word can truly take effect? Who wants to wait to see how God remains faithful no matter what our circumstance may be, and how He promises to make everything work out for good to those who love Him, even when we cannot see instantly that good? Who wants to wait for a prayer, for an answer to a prayer, when I can get on my instant dating application on my phone and find someone to hook up with for the night and one night stand? Who wants to wait for understanding when we may not immediately understand the Bible? Who wants to wait for that stuff anyway when we can find instant gratification in our earthly things? And if I do decide to go to God, well, He better be willing to prove Himself now. He better be willing to show me a miracle, a sign, something more than just words. Something more than just baptism or the Lord's Supper, which are connected to God's Word. Perhaps without realizing it, that was the faith of the nobleman. That's what he thought he wanted. Something more than God's Word. He wanted Jesus to heal his son. He wanted, though, to see it. And he ordered Jesus to come. To be fair, he did come to Jesus, the Savior, for help. Jesus did help him, just not in the way he was expecting. It might even seem like Jesus was being cold and heartless. The man's son was dying, and Jesus refuses to come. Today, the skeptics would say that was no way to treat a father at such a sensitive time like that. But in fact, it was the perfect time, the perfect situation for faith to be nourished and strengthened. When things were not easy, when he had nothing else to cling to but God's promise, and when that word, that promise could not be instantly verified. "Thy son liveth," Jesus said, but the man had to wait to see the fulfillment of it. He wasn't able to see his son until the next day, the scripture says. Well, here, let me get on my cell phone and send a text message, or at least let me email. There was no instant communication, no instant gratification. "My soul waiteth for the Lord." more than they that watch for the morning. Well, now we confess Jesus did have all of God's power dwelling in him bodily. So where was a great miracle? Where was a great miracle for this father? The likes of the parting of the Red Sea, the stilling of the storm, the walking on the water, the feeding of the 5,000, the raising of Lazarus. Where was the glory of a great miracle like that to be seen for this dad? Jesus offered none of that. Simply a promise. Your son lives. And the man believed the word. He believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. But the situation is exactly the same for you and me. True saving faith has nothing to cling to that it can see or measure. No instant verification. But we do have the word of our God. And that is more than sufficient. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The nobleman's son lived. And because Jesus lives, you too will live. That is the very foundation of our faith. God's promise. And may that promise continue to be with you as God's Spirit works through it, to strengthen and to nourish your faith. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passeth all understanding keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.